Hey guys, and a warm welcome back to the Scandi Cool Bistro with your host Camilla Christiansen. This episode is sponsored by my mentor Katrina Root's program, Rich Chick Coaching Certification. The Rich Chick Coaching Certification program is the premier coaching program for coaches, entrepreneurs, leaders who believe that a successful business and life begins with a belief that anything is possible and a desire to live a life most don't dare to dream about. I highly recommend Katrina. Links to this program will be in the show notes. So welcome back, and this episode is about how to set goals and achieve them. If you did listen to the last episode, it's all about how to let go of the control of the outcome. But this episode is about how to just set your goals and actually achieve them. Because if you let go of the outcome, your goals will come to you. So that's how I have achieved anything in my business. And when I look back to, I was starting full-time in business in 2015. When I look back to that time, oh my God, how much I have achieved, how much of my goals I have achieved, and how much I have done and learned myself. That's just amazing over the 5.5 years I have been full-time in my business. And I want the same for you, because I am a multi-passionate woman. I cannot do just one thing. I cannot just coach. That's boring for me. I have to do many things because I have so much creativity inside of myself. I was not like this before, because remember, I was working in a corporate job for 13 years, sitting at a desk, filling out reports, looking at the numbers. I can read numbers. It's no problem for me. So when I am looking at the news today and watching what is going on, I can read the numbers, and I can read behind the numbers, and I can understand what is going on. But over to something else. More, what can I say, positive, is that when you set your goals and you take action every single day, you will reach those goals. So the first goal for me when I started my business was to have clients in my styling business. So I set a goal and I achieve it because I took action. But in the beginning, I have to admit that the action was very often taking from a place, what can I say, in my head, my ego was running the show. So after a while, I knew deep inside that I was not just going to be a Norwegian stylist, Norwegian fashion blogger. I wanted to work international and I wanted to become an author. So I started to position myself as a coach. In the beginning, I felt that I just have to do it as a style coach online. So I did that, and I got testimonials, and I started to write on my first English book. The first book was You Can Have It All. I have written 42 books. You can find them on CamillaChristiansen.com. Many of them are now audiobooks, but I'm too lazy to read all of them into audiobooks. It takes time. It's boring, so I'm taking a time off from that now. But I will achieve those goals when I feel aligned to do it, not right now. But you can set goals and achieve them. So I have had goals to write my first book, write a book in a month. I did that. Then I pushed myself, I will write a book in a week. And I did it. And then I started to write 4 new books each month and publish them. So that was a goal I achieved. After a while, I wanted to work with clients online to become a business coach, because I have started my own Norwegian business, both online and offline, with styling clients, makeover days, whatever. So I did that through my blogging. People could find me online. So that was the second goal I had. Then I had a goal to travel the world and work with clients through VIP days. And then I achieved that. And how could I achieve it so quickly? Number one, I set that goal. I wrote about it in my journal. But I took action. I was out there sharing my message through a video, through Facebook live stream, through my YouTube channel. I had my own Facebook group. And then I have something to sell. I had books to sell. I had coaching programs. And I had VIP days. So then when I found out that I wanted to have my own magazine, that was the next step for me. I had to learn everything from day one, how to start an online business, how to set up a website, how to get clients, how to run your own VIP days, how to do online courses, how to have your own magazine, and now I have my own podcast. And I also have now my Norwegian online magazine that is called stylistas.com. So whatever you have, you can see in your mind, that is your vision. Put it down on a piece of paper. We are now in the final stretch for 2020. Write down those goals that you want to achieve. Anything when it comes to your business, when it comes to your life, your body, your health, your wealth, family, love life, whatever. Get it down. Because if you are focusing on that goal, it will happen. Second of all, when you have it put down on a piece of paper, then you can set a deadline. When do you want that goal to happen? Just set a deadline and focus on that. Because that was what I did when it came to the online courses that I have made. I have made over 35, 36 online courses and 42 books. But I had a deadline on when I wanted to launch it, when I wanted to have it out there. And when I want to launch my magazine, when I want to launch my podcast. Now I have a goal to record 2 episodes each week. And boy, you are listening in and I'm so grateful, so happy. And I'm reaching people from all around the world. And so can you. Because I believe that audio is the future. It's so easy to listen in from a podcast. When you are on iTunes, when you are on Spotify, when you are on Anchor, wherever you are. You can share your message and the right people can find you. Think about who you can inspire from a country where you have not been. But you can get friends from all around the world. You can impact millions with you sharing your message. And it's important that you take time out to believe in yourself, to understand that if you have this nudge inside yourself, if you have a goal, it's there for a reason. It's so you can have it. But will it be easy? I don't know. Very often it's not easy, but still you can do this. When things are not so easy, you grow. And when you grow, you can handle more. And when you can handle more, you can handle even more. And when you can handle even more. You grow bigger, you grow bolder. And then, if really bad things happen to you, you can handle anything. You are unstoppable. And this is who you are as a person. Because if you set those goals, if you take action every single week on those goals, you will accomplish them. It's impossible for you not to have those goals. And when it comes to the outcome, whatever it is, to be successful, to be a millionaire, to be a best-selling author, whatever, the outcome is not up to you. Listen back on the last episode. You just do the work that you can do. You focus on who you're here to serve and you focus on your goals. What you will achieve in the end of 2020, and that's your job. And then you let go of the outcome. This or something better, as we spoke about in the last podcast. Your goals are there for a reason. And they could be selfish, doesn't matter. You have to be selfish. You have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of yourself so you can take care of others. You have to protect your energy so you can shine the light even more, so you can be out there and share more of you. But you have to protect yourself, your energy, the way you feel, focusing on feeling good, focusing on being happy, be grateful for what you have right now. And when bad things happen, you're not alone. You are not alone. We are living on this planet today. People are so scared. People are so negative. There are so many things going on that we don't understand. But we can think and we can feel the way we want to feel. Because you are being programmed to be fearful, to think the worst, to do what you're told to do. But you are a free person. You have taken a choice to come to this planet in this lifetime to do some kind of work. Your job is to show up and to shine the light and to attract the right people towards you. And then you will achieve your goals. You will achieve them. And if they will happen in 2020, doesn't matter. You have many, many, many more years to live. So focusing on yourself, how you feel, how you want to feel, because it is good to feel good. You can feel good now, this moment. And those goals that you have, you will achieve them. Because anything that I have had on my goal list up until now, I have achieved. So I know that I will achieve those things that I have on my goal list now. But when I am trying to control the situation, it will not happen as fast as I want it to. But when I let it go, when I surrender, it comes to me. And the same thing comes for you. So focusing and set your goals for the rest of 2020 and take action towards them. This episode is sponsored by my mentor Katrina Root's program, Rich Chick Coaching Certification. The Rich Chick Coaching Certification program is the premier coaching program for coaches, entrepreneurs, leaders who believes that a successful business and life begins with a belief that anything is possible and a desire to live a life most don't dare to dream about. I highly recommend Katrina. Links to this program will be in the show notes. Thank you for listening in. And if you have any questions you want me to answer on this podcast, email me Camilla at CamillaChristiansen.com. I will be back soon. Have a fantastic day.